Welcome to the Rivanna Rambler. This is Leslie Middleton, and I invite you to explore with me the landscapes of the Rivanna watershed and beyond, from the Blue Ridge down to the Chesapeake Bay. This, our watershed community. The sun is setting on a day hung heavy with heat, a day laden with the weight of stories surfacing from the collective bed of this community's memory. Today, August 15, 2007, the Woolen Mills Dam was deconstructed, and the Rivanna River through this section of Charlottesville has returned for the first time in over 175 years to a level more closely resembling its state when Jefferson made his home on the hill above. At 7:30 in the evening, I've returned now to the end of Market Street and descend to the water level along the rough stone causeway on the Charlottesville side of the river, just downstream of the dam. The causeway was put in last week to allow heavy equipment to access the dam along its length in order to remove the stone, timber, and gravel from the structure. My first view is startling, even though I've seen the engineer's drawing of what it will look like. And in spite of the fact that I was here just this morning, my mouth drops open at the first sight. Looking upstream from the remains of the dam is a river, 30 feet across, 1 to 2 feet deep, and filled with aquatic weed, a river bending in the slow, drought-level flow around the curve that defines its course as it cuts through the southwest mountains. At the dam itself, the river still drops a couple of feet through the rubble of deconstruction. During its useful life, the upstream side of the dam was shored up by rock and sand, which were covered by massive timbers spiked and pinned in place to protect the stone structure from debris washing downstream in high flows. It forms a loose, rough rapid of sorts, stone block, mortar, and cobble strewn across the river. Tonight, the causeway carries its own steady stream of visitors who have come in twos and threes to see for themselves what's been front-page news in the Daily Progress. It's been like this all week. Folks who are curious, neighbors who want to see for themselves, people who are coming for all kinds of reasons to witness the passage. For some, it's hard to see the dam, a structure that must have taken months to build, come down under the crude blows of the backhoe's bucket. For others, it brings back memories of the place. "My grandfather used to bring me down here," said one. "My father taught me to fish here," I heard many murmur. One man told me about growing up on Chesapeake Street, roaming the river banks in loose gangs of territorial teenagers. Tonight, a man in his later years joins me looking upstream as we stand awkwardly on the jagged edges of the stone. "I remember when it was all pasture," he says. "The woman who owned this land," he gestures upriver towards the bottomland that is now Riverview Park. "She built some ponds in the pasture here for the cattle to drink, 'cause it was too hard for them to get to the river." From the way he tells it, the Charlottesville side of the river bank has been steep for a long time. Some things change slowly. Other changes come in the course of a day, like the drop of water behind the dam, or in a week, like this deconstruction. The impoundment is no more. The contours of the bottom behind the dam are revealed in a dense mat of common water weed stranded above the tide line as the water drops steadily during the last couple of days. I cross the 20-foot width of flow, and my shoes sink into the sloping bank on the county side, the contours and occasional rock draped by a blanket of decomposing weed. Already, the moist, dark green vegetation is pocked by blotches of algae that has dried white, the first to succumb to the air. From the upriver side of the dam, I turn to look back downstream towards Monticello Mountain. Standing very close to the natural elevation of the river's bottom, I have a view that has not been seen for almost 200 years. I suspect that when the dam was being built, neighbors and townsfolk came down to watch the progress. As human beings, we seem to know when history is being made and are drawn to witness and mark the change. Change can be difficult, but it is as sure as this small summertime flow at my feet. The lessons of the river are timeless. And this river will continue to do what rivers do. They change with time, they change the land, and the land changes them. And as much as we are part of the land, we too are changed. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.